are rightful.
Have you ever had something happen like that? You know, had something coming.
That night, like I like to get killed by a cow one night, chasing the cow, and the cow was wild. Oh, she didn't miss me far. The wind burned me. But the closer I've been, I wouldn't be here if she'd hit me. I dropped her. That's why I sold my cattle. Had to worry about it night and day.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to help me, so I just sold them all.
Now, you might say, if you were out walking and where you were walking was slippery, you say, I slipped and
fell on my back.
You didn't fail, but I caught myself, but I...
I like to fail, or...
I like to fail. If you fell this way, you said you fell. Like when a horse rears up, you fall.
Sideways or backwards.
Okay, or you fall. If he breaks now, you fall.
Ahead of, forward, yeah. Fell over the horse, I tripped.
Did you ever have a horse do that when you were...
I didn't have a horse falling, but I had a horse that fell ahead of the horse, and then the horse stepped on me. I had that. Racing. Me and my brother and another one, a little girl was racing in an old car, and me and another boy was horseback. My brother had girded the saddle, and we was racing with the car, and we come to a turn, to a cross, to a corner where you had to turn sharp, make a curve. And when that horse went to make the curve, the saddle went over the horse's head, and we went with the saddle. Me and the saddle and the little boy went over the horse's head. And we landed ahead of him. Lucky he was my old horse, old tame horse. And I still feel it. He put his foot on me right there, right, cut that ovary right in half. Put it this. And I was looking up at him, I screamed at him, and he lifted up. Otherwise, boy, but we went clean over that horse's head. Saddle, little boy followed me. We was going so fast. And we didn't know, he didn't know. I had forgotten my brother had ungirded the saddle. And when we went, well, the saddle just, see, when he made the curve, the saddle just went.
Yeah.
Boy, he did a lot of things. Just look at me like his mother, you know, but he just torment me, pick at me, say things. He would watch TV, and I wouldn't budge for hell. I wouldn't give up. Like, you know, the way the girls and boys live nowadays in college and all that, he'd take up for that. Not chewing my, he still laughs about that. He's a good boy. Good teacher, too, pretty good teacher. He's the girls' coach. First year or two, he was the boys' coach, and something didn't go too good. No, he wasn't. No, our girl coach quit. That's how he took it. She retired. And that's how he got the girl to coach the girls. He married a little girl from here.
Now, you went out fishing and you said, somebody asked you when you came back, did you catch any fish? And you say, nope, didn't catch.
Had fisherman's luck, didn't catch no fish.
Nary one? You ever say nary? You know what that means?
Yeah, they use that word, nary. Didn't catch nary fish, or didn't do nary thing.
Yeah.
I don't use it, but I mean, it's being used.
Yeah. The trench is cut by a plow, or called
the furrow.
Yeah.
I think so. I believe that's what you're talking about.
When y'all